The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Praise to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they will welcome me into their homes.' He called in the master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to the other, the steward said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you'll be welcome into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. Money. In chapter 6 of St. Paul's letter to Timothy, he says, "Money is the root of all evil." And he goes on to say, "And some people in their desire for money have strayed from the faith." I think most of us here, we think we can handle money pretty well. But a lot of times, money handles us. Because of money, sometimes we make poor decisions. When my children were much younger, back in the 90s, we used to watch this TV show called What Would You Do? It's a show that where they have a hidden camera and you would see ordinary people when faced with a dilemma. Either they would do what was right, do what was wrong, or they just walk away. The show was good for our kids because it showed an act of morality in a strange situation. There was one show that was really alarming. The scene found this elderly woman who was participating in the stunt, acting like she was confused in a mall. She was playing the part and pretended to drop this large sum of money out of her purse onto the floor. And she pretended not to notice. You would be amazed how many people didn't stop to help her. And some of them pocketed some of the money. But it was good, though, to see most people stop to help her. Brothers and sisters, we approach the readings today with a very serious question. With my life, Do I serve God or do I serve mammon? Do I put God first in my life or the things of this world? Jesus says it's either one or the other. For our Sunday liturgies, we are in the cycle of the Gospel of Luke. I find it very interesting that Jesus' parables for the past month, they're one right in a row, boom, boom, boom. They all have to do with money. Last week was the prodigal son who squandered his inheritance. The week before that was the parable of the builder not having enough money to finish the tower. And next week is a story of Lazarus and the rich man. And today, we have the story of the dishonest steward. He stole money from his boss. Why do you think Jesus uses money so much to teach us a lesson about the kingdom of God? I suggest it's because money is so dear to us. Our money is important to us, and we understand money. In the parable, the steward is cheating his boss. Now, keep in mind, whenever we see someone in charge in Jesus' parables or a master, it's usually the image of the master of the world, the image of God our Father. The master is rich with goodness, and he has a steward who is supposed to take care of the work for him. This is an image as we are to take care of God's work. Instead of performing the steward's duties as he promised to do, he cheats the master. He's in a situation to do something positive for the master, but he chooses instead of doing something negative in order to get more. And what we see with this man, and as he takes from the master, he loses everything. He has no place, no home, no job after stealing from the master. I know we all think he made his bed, let him sleep in it. He got what he deserved. But that's not the point of the parable. It is the disposition of only taking in this world and not being a giving person. It's going to always leave us empty. When we are giving, we experience fullness. When we make eye contact and smile and say hello to someone passing by in the hallway, or maybe going to the Wesleyan nursing home to visit some of our elderly, or most importantly, forgiving someone who has deeply hurt you, this is giving, and it brings fullness. Working with our retired priest numerous times daily, I get to witness giving stories. Here recently, there was this young man doing some work at the priest retirement center. And one day he had a car accident, and he got all banged up, and his car was totaled, and he only had liability insurance. He had no family to turn to. He was stuck, unable to get back and forth to work. His life was hopeless. A few of our retired priests got together and worked a plan to buy an inexpensive car for him so he could go to work. They spent a lot of time trying to find a car, and they paid for it out of their own pocket and helped him with the registration and insurance. This young man was this big, burly guy, and this, out of the ordinary giving of these retired priests, brought this guy to tears and gratefulness. Brothers and sisters, most of us are unable to give to others in these great lengths, but we can give in other ways. The most concretely way we can give is to give forgiveness. Forgiveness to the one who hurts us. Forgiveness to the one that doesn't deserve it. Look at the steward. He's not a faithful man. He's not a model of Christianity, but he's thinking logically. He says, gosh, I can't dig ditches. I can't go out and beg, so I have to create a home for myself. What he does is he puts on a forgiving temperament. He forgives people of their debts. He reduces debt owed to his master. And this is an image of forgiveness we need to grasp. Forgiveness is a mysterious way of loving that is simply generous in giving to others, no matter who they are or what they have done. That is the image of love in our gospel. It always writes off our debts. Jesus always writes off our debts. He is always giving people a chance to transform. Jesus' ability to forgive was and is extraordinary. What we see in this passage is an image of the master looking at the steward and saying, you know, you're a lot smarter than a lot of people. You're a lot smarter than a lot of people who are very spiritual. They just don't quite get it. The steward is clever enough to see if he gives, he will receive. He doesn't give for any religious reasons. He does it from a very practical motive. Without giving, he will have nothing. To give forgiveness to those who hurt us and give to those ourselves to others, we love as Jesus loves. And when we love as Jesus loves, we bring God to others because God is love. And in loving and forgiving others, this is a concrete way to say, by our actions, I serve God and not the things of this world.